Good morning, 738. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Sunny outside, hot today. Keep that in mind. Please be careful. It is Florida in the summer, so you know the rules. And if you don't, you should. Just be careful. Be smart. Don't be dumb. Don't die. I mean, that's it. Like, don't be dumb. Don't die.
Stay hydrated.
That's exactly right. Stay hydrated. Stay out of it. Be smart, okay? Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He always joins us on Thursday. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Candy. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
And I said Candy first. I had to say Candy first this morning because I got in trouble after last week when I didn't.
Oh, it does not bother me.
She deserves
it.
When you're not here.
Sorry. No, I'm
just kidding.
She absolutely deserves it.
We love you, Mike.
You guys reported that there was a shooting overnight in Creighton in the vicinity of Uptown O'Reilly's, yeah?
Yeah, that's the 3,000 block of Creighton Road. There was we got a report of shots fired about 1:50 this morning, and when officers arrived on the scene, they found a male who had been shot, and he died on the scene. So that is an active investigation, and as usual, we're looking for any information that people may have that were in the area at the time.
At one point, Creighton was closed. I assume it's back open now?
I believe it's back open. I know that they had it open until after daylight this morning, but I'm not exactly sure if it's still closed or not.
Okay. And so at this point, all we really have for public information is we have a deceased, we had a shooting, we know where it happened, and that's about all we know?
Yeah, that's about it. They're still trying to determine exactly where it happened, whether it was on a parking lot or the roadway. That's information that we're still looking for.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to other information. And obviously, if anybody knows anything, please call. Call Crime Stoppers if you don't want to be identified. Call the police if you don't mind being identified. But either way, call if you have information. We also had a case while I was out on vacation last week. You had an arrest of, I guess, a couple of brothers were arrested with child pornography. Is that right?
No, it was a father and son.
Oh, father and son. Okay. Thank you for correcting me. Okay.
So, yeah, it was determined that there were inappropriate photographs in their possession. And, you know, I got to tell you, when people download those images, they know what they're doing. And if sooner or later, the law enforcement's going to come knocking. It's a very dangerous thing to be doing. And, you know, for people to say that it was done, we didn't know, or there's all kinds of excuses out there. But if you're going to partake in that sort of thing, you can look for law enforcement knocking on your door sooner or later.
How, you know, I know you may not be able to answer this question, and certainly I don't want to compromise any investigative tactics or whatever, but how does something like that come to be known to you? Is that a tip? Is that a, you know, paying attention to these websites? Like, how do you come to know that something like that happened?
Well, you're right. I'm not going to get into how we figure it out.
Okay.
But it doesn't take long. It doesn't take long at all, and we're going to get it figured out. And because, I mean, if you look, there's probably door knocks going on all over the country, several of them every day. It's not difficult. So, again, downloading and possessing that sort of thing is very dangerous.
Yeah, and, I mean, immoral, illegal, all of the above, and we appreciate that. The new CRA officers, for people who aren't familiar, we've had two officers in the community redevelopment area in daytime beats, and they have been very popular. They've been, you know, the community loves having them in Pensacola, and now the positions that got expanded to having two in the nighttime, which makes all the sense in the world to me, and I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, we have one on the beat and one starting on Monday, so we'll have our full complement starting Monday, is that right?
Absolutely. So we'll have them covered during the day and night. You know, the guys in the day have done an excellent job, and there's different situations and at night, so now we've got that covered also. So the downtown, the CRA area is going to get a lot of attention from the police department, and the best thing about this is the officers concentrate on that area. They get to know the people that live there, that have businesses there, and they can listen to their concerns one-on-one and think outside the box to get those issues resolved.
Yeah, no, it's a good method of policing, and it seems to be working, which is why we wanted more of it, so that's great. I had a kind of a interesting conversation with a former cop, and he told me about something that was unfamiliar to me, and I always like to, you know, double-check and make sure these things are true. The general rule is that the police officer has to observe you committing the misdemeanor in order to arrest you for it. This is why trespassing, for example, is one of those things where, like, I saw him trespassing. Well, you know, I wasn't here, so, you know, too bad, right? But I was told there is a misdemeanor exception, And at least one of those exceptions is for shoplifting, that the law enforcement officer does not have to observe shoplifting in order to make an arrest. Is that true?
Yes, it is. We go based on the sworn affidavit or statement of the store security. That's all we have to have. And you're right, there are several instances of misdemeanors where it does not have to happen in front of the officer. You know, DUI resulting in a crash is another one. So there are some out there that are exceptions to that rule.
Interesting. And he had also said, and again, this was kind of all new information, so I wanted to ask you about it, that if you're a shop owner or manager or whatever, you're an employee at the, you know, the place that gets shoplifted from. I know most places have a stated policy of do not interfere with shoplifters, call law enforcement, let them go. But legally in Florida, he was telling me that if you want to put hands on and, you know, citizens arrest him basically until law enforcement can come, that you are lawfully justified in detaining a shoplifter. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true for the, someone that's employed by that store. That's absolutely true. But that's something that we don't recommend. That's something that, like you said, most of the stores don't recommend. In fact, a lot of them have it against their policy. And we've all seen in national news stories where people have lost their jobs trying to do the right thing. So it's something that most employees and store management want to stay away from.
Right. Interesting. Go. Candy wants to follow up.
I have a question. So if I go jack two sweaters from Target and they have me on camera, I can be arrested, right? Even though you didn't see
Absolutely.
It. Okay.
There you go. So don't
Not
do it.
Not that I'm... Yeah. Fine.
And even...
Fine.
Even and I think the law allows is that even if it's not on camera, but if the employee sees it...
So that's the sworn affidavit.
That's where the sworn affidavit comes in place, that even though it's a misdemeanor, the cop doesn't have to see it. Right, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And I don't know where you're going to find sweaters this time of year in Florida, but good luck, Candy.
I'm just trying to clarify
no,
my notes.
No, what Candy's disclosing inadvertently is that she will pretty much steal anything. So that's...
I will, dude. One day I'm going to get caught out of Walmart, Jack and sodas. Not really. I appreciate it.
Hey, last thing we always like to cover with you, Mike, is if there's a cop myth or a did you know, you got one for us this week?
Yeah, it's kind of based on what we were just talking about. The myth is that you can't be charged with a crime if nobody presses charges, and that's simply not true. And there's three that I can think of right off the bat, and one of them, if it happens in the presence of the officer, if an officer sees some criminal mischief going on at a property or maybe somebody pushing in a window to enter it, and he sees that and he makes an arrest, and then the property owner says, wait a minute, I know this guy, don't want to press charges, that officer that made the arrest, it's still a good arrest. So, and also, the state attorney can bring charges, can read over a report and bring charges on their own. And then the third way, which happens often, are domestic violence situations where the officer arrives. The wife doesn't want the husband to go to jail. The husband doesn't want the wife to go to jail. But the officer has probable cause to believe that a crime was committed. He or she can make that determination on their own and effect that arrest.
Interesting. Yeah, and also, I mean, I know that's the popular conception is I decline to press charges covers everything, and it just doesn't. But that's because crimes are not... And I hate to like wax philosophic on this, but crimes are committed against the community, not just against the victim. And so the reason we punish crimes as a community is because we recognize them as the violation of the peace, a breach of the peace, a breach of the social contract. And so I'm glad to know there are cases where the community can say, oh, hell no, even if the individual says, it's fine. So thank you for clarifying that. I always learn something from you. Mike Wood, PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, sir, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, back to you, Candy.